You don't need to register this copyright with any authority. You can claim your right to this copyright as it stands. And what do you have copyright in? Every work that is recorded or written is subject to copyright, which means you're not really allowed to copy it. However, there are exceptions. The most important exception is the copy for private purposes. You are allowed to make a copy for your own purposes. That is to say, if you have a CD, you can make a copy of the music on there onto a USB stick that you can then play in the car. Is it then a private purpose if you wish to make a gift of this CD-ROM or USB stick to a friend? The opinions on this differ, and it probably is a private copy as long as you only do it in small quantities. What you cannot do, however, is sell it to anybody. Copyright is the means by which people who write books, write music, record music, or produce music earn their living. It is what finances them. And it can be collected in two ways. First of all, devices that are used for making recordings, such as tape recorders, CD-ROMs, etc., are subject to a levy, which means a certain percentage of the purchase price is paid directly as a copyright fee. This goes into a fund, which is then distributed to the people who are registered as being authors or composers or performers. The second way is a direct charge on the works that they have created. Thus, each book, a percentage of the price of each book, will go to the author in what is known as royalties. It is a percentage of the sales price, and this goes directly to the author. And it's this money, the royalties plus the copyright levy, that encourage people to be creative. Without this money, people wouldn't be creative, is the argument. People would not be able to earn a living by writing books or music, and that is why copyright levies and royalties are very important. Patents are the incentive to people to invent. If you invent something that is new, you can get a patent on it. With this patent, you can then prohibit anybody else from making or using that device. If they want to use it or make it, they have to pay you, again, a fee, a royalty. Patents have a limited lifetime. The reason for this is that the government does not wish to give one single company or one single inventor a monopoly for the rest of time on what he has produced. Imagine that the car engine was the monopoly of one car manufacturer. The rest of the world would be in trouble. This isn't the case with trademarks. Trademarks last forever as long as you keep paying the fee. That's because having a trademark does not actually stop anybody developing their own product and putting it on the market, but it gives you the protection for your own products, and there will be very little point in forcing you to change your trademark every 15 years. So trademarks last forever. Copyright lasts for 50 years after the death of the author. This is seen as being fair. The author can profit from his works. His children can profit from his works. But the government sees it that the exploitation of a copyright work should not go on forever.